Again.
In a very timely fashion.
Just in time. Oh, it's not 6 o'clock yet.
Oh. Okay, let's go.
It's not 6 o'clock.
I have a minute, too.
Well, I got 6 bells.
Got a few seconds left.
All right, call the meeting to order. Good evening. Welcome to the March 13th regular meeting of the Chippewa Local School Sports Silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by our CIS Students of the Month.
Where's our CIS Students?
Saw some students.
I believe they're on break.
That's all right. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh boy.
Mr. Hammy, would you call the roll?
Mr. D'Anspin?
Present.
Mr. Gullah?
Present.
Mr. Hershberger?
Here.
Mr. Shafrath is absent.
We need a motion to approve the minutes from the February 13th regular meeting. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Finn. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by DeAngelis. Are there any questions or comments? Hearing none.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Gullah?
Yes. Motion carries. Up next, we will move into our student and staff recognitions.
Okay. Let me take a peek to see if...
I thought I saw some students. I think I saw some Hazel Harvey kids.
I know. That was my thought. Oh. We need to move our table. So sorry. Okay, they're coming out to do the pledge, correct? CIS students? Okay, so our CIS students will come out to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, so we are going to begin with our, I am Angela Diop, but I am going to be reading for CIS. We're going to start with third grade. Hannah Huffman. Hannah is a hard worker and a wonderful helper in her classroom. She is always first in line to help the teacher or any classmate that could use a hand. We also appreciate her excitement when she is never afraid to try something new. And then we have Carter Smith. Carter is a polite young man and a very hard in school. He is an excellent role model to his classmates. Each day Carter comes in and gets right to work. He knows the expectations and work hard to do what is right each day. Keep up the great work, Carter. Fourth grade, Kensington Garten. Kenzie has earned Student of the Month by working hard in class, paying attention, and giving all she does 100% effort. Kenzie is kind to classmates and helpful to her teachers. She always has a smile on her face and seems to enjoy school and learning. And Barrett Bauman. Barrett has proved to be a very hardworking fourth grader who gives 100% during class. Barrett usually has a smile to share with teachers and friends. He is helpful to his teachers and classmates. Barrett is a great addition to the grade class. Fifth grade. Michaela Sinnott. Michaela puts forth her best effort every single day. We appreciate her ability to work well with her peers. Her spunky personality brings joy to her. Henry Burns. Henry is a kind and respectful to both his peers and his teachers. He's always eager to accept a challenge, and his creativity is evident in his schoolwork. Keep up the good work, Henry. Sixth grade, Kendall Stoller. Kendall is a very sweet and kind young lady who is respectful to both her peers and teachers. She's a determined young lady who possesses pleasure to have in class. And Landon Winans. Landon is a polite young man who focuses on achieving academic success. He works well with his peers and offers help whenever needed. He is a great role model for his peers. Congratulations to our CIS students. Hazel Harvey, we will start with Liam Yance. I would like to nominate Liam Yance as our Kindergarten Student of the Month. Liam has an infectious personality and shares that happiness with everyone around. He is caring, thoughtful, and respectful. He has made so much progress since the beginning of the year. Liam comes to school every day. He is becoming a leader in our classroom and in small groups in Mrs. Archer's room. Keep working hard, Liam. We are so proud of you. Nathan Samples, I would like to nominate Nathan Samples as our Kindergarten Student of the Month. Nathan is an enthusiastic learner who comes to school each day and not only has a smile on his face, but puts a smile on the face of his teachers and other students. He is others and always willing to help out in the classroom. He has made solid progress in reading and math this year and enjoys being the teacher helper as well as being the end leader for the class. Keep up the great work, Nathan. And Ariana Sims. Ariana is a hard worker and always strives to do her best. She is kind to others and always willing to help. She participates in classroom observations. She is a joy to have in class. You can be very proud of her. First grade, Carter Reed. He is a newer student at Hazel Harvey. He has become a great friend with many and loves to share his stories. He works hard to accomplish his goals in reading. He is also helpful to those around him. Carter is a great role model for his peers. Keep up great work, Carter. Andrew Ashcraft. Andrew has been working hard in first grade. He has come such a long way since the beginning of the year and is always ready to learn and continues to grow. He always tries his best and is a positive role model to his peers. Second grade, Will Steiner. Will is well deserving of Student of the Month. He is respectful. He works very hard in his reading and math skills, takes responsibility for his learning, and wants to do his best. He is kind, caring, and well with his peers. He demonstrates chip pride every day. And Ashlyn Yost. Ashlyn is a cheerful child with funny stories and is also diligent in all academic classes. She works to her fullest potential and stays on task to ensure she is completing all of her assignments correctly. Helpfulness is also a wonderful trait she possesses. When she sees a teacher picking something up or rearranging items, she is eager to volunteer to help. She does it with a smile and a happy heart. This makes Ashlyn special. She sets a fine example for her peers, and I am hopeful they will continue to look to her to have her in our second grade at Hazel Harvey. Congratulations to our Hazel Harvey Student of the Month.
For your senior high school, we have 7th grader Tate Dana Miller. For 8th grade, we have Robert Smith, 9th Xander Myers, 10th grade Kendall Underwood, 11th grade Grace Heller, and 12th grade Gabby Muckley.
Our needle mover of the month, Brittany Akins, has been chosen as a needle mover of the March. She is an incredible teacher here at the high school. Kids adore her class, and she also added in some College Credit Plus classes this year, so she creates a tremendous opportunity at our high school. She's also the girls' varsity volleyball coach who won their first WCAL title this year. Needle movers. There's a lot of people in our district that do a lot of tremendous when they're asked to do that. And then at the needle mover level, you volunteer to do amazing things. Recently, both of our guidance counselors were out based on sick leave. No one asked. Brittany comes to the main office, volunteers to oversee the junior ACT testing, and then the following week, O-Placer for all those students that want to try to get in and take college credit plus students. She handled those situations with confidence, them in stride, and knowing that they had to be done and had to be done perfectly, and a lot of students' future careers were actually at stake here as they got to take these tests to graduate or their college entrance exams. So we are so happy to have as part of our teaching staff here at the junior senior high school, but also being a volunteer and just helping out wherever is needed. So congratulations, Brittany. Would you come on forward, please?
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Brittany.
Good job, Coach.
All right. Up next, we will move consideration of approval of donations. We have one from Mr. Ira Hammond, a donation of $100 to girls basketball and wrestling finals. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Finn. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Berger. Any questions, comments, or discussion?
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I think that covered the thank you for all of us.
One more thank you.
Yeah, the thank.
I'll just say five thank yous. Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mrs.
Thank
Finn.
You for the superintendent.
Mrs. Finn.
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger.
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Yes.
Mr. Gullib.
Yes. Motion carries. Up next, we will move into our public participation. Do we have any?
We have one.
We have one from Ms. Carolyn Garbinski. We have a mic down there if you'd like to be recorded. I mean, I can hear it, it's just for the recording.
You've lost your teacher voice.
Good evening, board members. My name is Carolyn Garbinski. I'm a second grade teacher at Hazel Harvey Element of our teachers' union, the Chippewa Education Association. It is with the utmost gratitude for our recent negotiation, Mr. Osborne, Mr. Hammond, and Mr. Rodriguez, that I address you tonight. Our four negotiators, Mr. Ken Gosser, who is seated over there, Mrs. Leslie Marshall, and Mrs. Beth Ogg, and I, prepared for negotiations with the hopes that we would proceed in an amicable and timely manner. We decided to reach out to Mr. Osborne to lay the groundwork for our meetings. The very day I was to send an email, Mr. Osborne beat me to it and reached out asking for a meeting. This was the beginning of a smooth negotiations. Mr. Gosser and I met with Mr. Osborne and Mr. Hammond in late December and the stage was set. We met two more times before our formal day of talks on February 17th to clear. Our day of discussion was met with the highest quality of respect and willingness to understand each view. This was a day of talking, but more importantly, it was a day of listening. We all progressed towards an agreement with consideration, compromise, and a focus on collaboration, always keeping the students of our district in the forefront. Our association members were called to meet. The team presented the tentative agreement. It was met with enthusiasm and was overwhelmingly supported. The CEA has ratified the tentative agreement. Our negotiating team is here tonight representing every single member of the Chippewa Education Association to thank our administrative team. Mrs. Bourne, thank you. Mr. Hammond, thank you. And Mr. Rodriguez is not here, but we would like to thank him all. Thank you for your time and thank you for your support. and of the issues that we presented. Our negotiating team is confident that the positive rapport that was nurtured will benefit all of us in the days and years to come. We would also like to take this opportunity to thank each of you as board members for your continued support as we move forward as one Chippewa. Thank you.
Thank you. We only had one for public participation. So up next, we will move into executive session under items A7D. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Fenn. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by DeAngelis. Are there any questions, comments, or discussion? Hearing none.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes. Motion carries. I have time 6:16, and we need to vote on more items. I have us back in session at 6:27. We will now move into the treasurer's update and agenda items. Mr. Hammond.
Thank you. A couple things. Our fiscal year 22 audit is complete and has been filed state, which is a record considering how long it took us for the fiscal year 21 to get filed with the state. So for that, I'm happy. I would also note in the financial report that you received for February, if you look at the difference in the real estate taxes this year versus last year's, a little difference there. That's due to the advance payments that we received. So we got more advance payments in February as opposed to last year it came in March. Those things are on track. School district income tax is up over last year, looking at three quarters into the year, one more to collect in April. Finally, I would like to thank the CAE negotiating committee. They did a very nice job this year in helping clean up the document that needed a lot of I appreciate their efforts, their help. And finally, I would like to give a shout out to the girls basketball team who represented us at state this year and also to the wrestlers this year. One wrestler placing in wrestling and the girls basketball team, I keep wanting to say volleyball, as runner up. Tremendous year for our girls. They should be great examples of what we want our young people to conduct themselves. With that, I'd like to my action items. There are three on there. One is the approval of the February financial. The second is the consideration to pay our Ohio School Board Association membership dues. Typically, that's on our orientation meeting in January, but somehow it got left off, so we're bringing it to the board now. And the last approval of the tax rate set by the county commissioner for the fiscal year 24, which begins in July of this year.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Fenn. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by DeAngelis. Are there any questions, comments, discussion? Hearing none. Oh, sorry.
No, I'm just happy to hear that the 22 audit is filed because the other one, quite intense. Yeah.
And thank you for setting up that Zoom meeting for us to sit in on those area board members are able to sit in on the audit discussions.
My pleasure. Thank you. Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes. Motion carries.
If I may, before you move into the superintendent's, it's kind of an afterthought, but the next...
Oh, yay.
Well, there's two things that continue to follow us and haunt us, and I typically forget to say it at the board meetings for the benefit of the public, if nothing else. So we know nothing at this point as to where the Nexus pipeline is going. It's still the tax commissioner's office. I do not know when the next hearing will be, so we're still waiting on that to hear. The other item was the OFCC, the closeout on the construction project of a couple years ago. I understand they're closer to getting that closed out. At this year's audit, they kind of thought that it might be done by the end of March. Having heard nothing, I think it will continue to drag out a few months before we can say this chapter in Chippewa Schools. Just FYI for the benefit of everyone here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now moving to superintendent's updates, Mr. Osborne.
Yep, I'm going to echo Mr. Hammond's same things. I'd like to congratulate our state wrestling qualifiers. We had a freshman boy, Mr. Pierce, two freshman girls, and a couple alternates qualified for state. It's just a tremendous accomplishment for our wrestling program, and the numbers continue to grow, so and has a lot to all in the job that she has done. Our girls basketball team represented our school and our community very well down there, winning and being state runner-up. I always tell people, you start off the year, there's 184 schools that want to win a state championship in Division III, and to be on the floor playing for it is no small task at hand. You got to be something special there. You got to get lucky. You got to be healthy, and you got to have great kids. You got to have great coaching, and it all come together, and it was a joy to watch that. It's going to come up here a little bit later in the night, but when you have retirements, it's always tough. You're happy for them. But when you have 60-plus years of experience walking out your doors with Mrs. Funk and Mrs. DeAngelis, you don't replace that. Number of times a weekend, what do we do? How do we do this? Who did this last time? You went to Vicki DeAngelis. When you talk about Harvey, you're talking about 30 years of graduating class that probably had Mrs. Funk in the classroom at some point in time. You just don't place people like that immediately, and the impact and the number of lives that they had. So I do wish them well. I hate to see them go. Their experience and everything that comes with that is just is going to be greatly missed. So I did to share that with everybody here. And lastly, negotiations. It's unique. I've been a teacher and sat on negotiations. I've been an administrator where I only had one role on the team, and I've been a superintendent where you're negotiating on behalf of a school district, and you have to take care of the people who are working for you now, but you've got to have an eye in the future so you don't do anything that could put the district in a compromising position moving on, and you have to weigh all of those. So when you have a group of teachers that come in prepared to have professional conversations about the current, but also have an eye in the future also, and understand that the impact and the decisions that impact those teachers that may be in their first or second years. It was phenomenal. The collaboration was great. I never went home after negotiations and slept. Usually you're up tossing it for 2 or 3 days. I went home and slept. It was over, and I truly appreciate the professionalism from the negotiating team and from the teachers. It was very positive and very healthy for everybody in there. So thank you very much. I see them down there. Thank you very much.
Before we move into the superintendent's agenda, I'll save my comments for negotiations when we get to that item, but I did want to quickly offer my congratulations to the girls basketball team and the our state wrestlers. I have to go down to Dayton for both games. My voice is still a little sore from yelling, cheering a lot during it, but I thought that the wrestling closely on Facebook as throughout the days, and I thought that they showed tremendous sportsmanship and character on the court, and I think that's very reflective of their coaches and their teachers in the classroom as well. And I just found myself very proud to be a Chip. It's always a great day to be a Chip, but this was a phenomenal weekend to be a Chip. So I just wanted to offer my congratulations to them, and also wish both Mrs. Funk and Mrs. DeAngelis well in their retirement.
May I add that village send-off was very exciting. Yeah. We had a nice turnout. And the student spirit bus, all the way in and all the way back, our students were well behaved. We had absolutely no problems on the bus. And they also did a great job of showing their support for Chippewa when we were in that auditorium. So I want to commend the fine staff that we have that our students represent quite well.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We will now move into the superintendent's report.
Okay. A and B on my agenda are somewhat related. I'll start with A, asking consideration to find the contingency fee contract and authorize litigation against the large social media companies, and that was part of your exhibit. So those, the lawsuit states these social media companies know that the product that they put out there entices kids into bad behavior, social emotional issues, and that they recognize that and particularly did it on purpose to attract more followers. So that is what that litigation is for, and we would join that litigation by if this is approved.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Fenn, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Osborne, are you aware of other school districts that are just in our area or just kind of around us that have joined in similar areas?
Yeah, I am not aware of anybody within the Tri-County ESC that is not joining this litigation.
Not joining.
Superintendents met. We met with attorneys. They explained the lawsuit to us. For lack of a better slang word, we have no skin in the game. It's filed. The attorneys handle all those things. And down to item C, I'll be able to explain where we would be.
The contingency fees, yeah.
Yes.
Do you have any timeline for when they would file the complaint?
No, I do not. It'll definitely be a couple years before this is all settled out.
Yeah. Are there any other questions or comments?
Does this cost us anything?
No.
That means with no skin in the game, right?
No, cost us nothing.
Okay.
Thank you. The contingent fee contract says the attorneys are doing it on our behalf at their end because they'll get their...
They get a percentage of what...
Yeah. The payment would be from the damages.
Yes.
Any damages.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mr. Golub?
Yes. Motion carries.
So part B is asking for consideration to have France Law Group and Peters Khalil and Markakis represent this in this litigation against the large social media companies. So we would be in constant contact with Peters Khalil Markakis.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Fenn. Is there a second?
Second.
Six. Are there any questions, comments, or discussion? Hearing none.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mangelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mr. Golub?
Yes. Motion carries.
Part of your Exhibit D was the amount. So upon review and consideration of the informed consent packet provided by Milestone Way, the settlement offer letter for the government entity claims against Juul Labs. The settlement offer was under $23,000, and then the attorneys will take out their fees from that. So as the formula finalized, I would assume our final take-home will be somewhere between $10,000 and $12,000. So somewhere between 40 and 50% will be the fees taken out by the attorneys. All the filing costs, the court costs, all those things are part of that. With that, similar to what was above, we had no cost into this. The Juuls with them, and that's the final case. And so that was based out on several factors. They have a formula as to what it was in that long packet that you received. But I don't have a hard date as when we'll receive the money, but we were told sometime in the fall that we would receive the final packet and the final settlement is exactly what our would be. But we're going to assume between $10,000 and $12,000.
Is there a motion? Motion by Fenn. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by DeAngelis. I have just one point of clarity. So contingency fees here were the 40 to 55% range, you said, for?
Yes. They had court fees listed in there, their attorney fees. There were different attorneys that were part of it. Mr. Markling represented us, who talked with France's law. And so France handled the main litigation piece. And it worked its way back through. So all the filing fees that come that piece.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to compare the contingency fee rate for the other litigation. Right. That's at 25%, if I read the contract correctly, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, for social media litigation, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know why it slipped my mind. Are there any other questions, comments, or discussion? Yeah.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes. Motion carries.
I'd like to proudly request approval of the master agreement with the Chippewa Education Association and the Chippewa Board of Education.
So moved.
A motion by Fenn. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by DeAngelis. I just wanted to now take my time to thank all the administrators, Mr. Osborne, Mr. Hammond. I'm tired. Mr. Rodriguez isn't here, and all of our CAA negotiators, Mrs. Garbinski, Mrs. Ogg, Mr. Gosser, and Mrs. Marshall. First negotiating process, but I heard it went very well. And I've received overwhelmingly positive from some people in this room, and just not just on the substance of the agreement, but on the process in which the agreement was reached. I think it's reflective of just sort of the trust that it's being built between the board, the administrative team, and the staff. And so I share in the hope that this agreement will just continue to push forward just positive relationships, better trust, and better communication moving forward. So it's involved on tremendous work.
And I join in on that. I've been through negotiations. This is my third time, and third time's the charm. This was great. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Any other questions, comments, discussion?
Make a motion.
Yep. Hearing none.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Dean?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mr. Gold?
Yes. Motion carries.
And sticking with our collaboration theme, two members back there of our football coach selection committee. We had a committee that focused truly on the educational component and the teaching piece. Then we worked through having representatives from the youth football, the touchdown club, and current football players' parents before the candidates were sent to me. And through all of that, after that, all of us met in the room, and we would start to compare notes and go through this. And so I'm going to hire Daniel Edwards, who is sitting down front here, and his daughter's having a ball running up and down the aisleway. As an intervention specialist, he would come in at a bachelor step 4 and our varsity football coach.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Fenn. Is there a second?
Second.
By DeAngelis. Any questions, comments, discussion? Hearing none.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Berger? Yep.
Mr. Gullup?
Yes. Motion carries. Welcome to Chippewa.
Welcome.
Glad we. Up next, we will move into the superintendent's consent agenda. Items under consent agenda are considered routine and will be enacted under one motion. Mr. Osborne, is there anything you'd like to highlight on your consent agenda?
No, there's nothing. They're pretty clear. If anybody has any direct questions for me.
Yeah. Well, motion?
So moved.
Motion by Fenn. Is there a second? Is there a second?
Maybe it's not clear.
All right.
Okay. Second by Hershberger. Are there any questions, comments, discussion? Hearing none? Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'd make sure folks understood that, you know, our school fees were not raised. Because when I first saw this, I thought, do we have here? I'm sorry, I couldn't remember. I'm sorry. But so I did look it up, and it's like, I was glad. The fees are not raised. And of course, I so appreciate Goodwill Industries and what they do with our students. And I'm glad the school calendar is good to go. And Amazon, Anazal. Sorry. Is that for all three schools?
Yes, we have
still
counseling
at all
the
three
schools.
Schools.
Yes.
All right. And I can't say enough about having counseling at all three schools, mm-hmm. So thank you.
Yep. Any other questions, comments, discussion? Hearing none.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Ms. Berger?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
I'm going to abstain, but I would like to wish my mother a happy retirement.
Mr. Gullup?
Yes, motion carries. Now moving to board discussion, we have one listed item. It's the OSBA legislative update provided
Mr.
by me.
Mr. Gullup, I'm going to add one, please. Policy.
You'd like to add one now?
Okay. Policy evaluation.
Policy evaluation on item B. Thank you. Dive into my update. So start of a new legislative session after the midterm elections. Try to keep the focused on big ticket items and items are progressing forward. There's a lot of bills being introduced by a lot of. So just try to focus on the big ticket items. The biennial budget for fiscal years 24 and 25 is working its way to General Assembly following the governor's state of the state of address at the end of January. Among the proposals is to more fully fund the Fair School Funding Plan. I showed Mr. Hammond before the meeting a simulation what that would look like and our state support for fiscal year 24 and 25 doesn't increase much, less than $10,000 for each fiscal year, but it does increase. But the state seems to be moving on their promise to more fully fund the plan. The biennial budget also expands EdChoice Scholarship, as does another bill, Senate Bill 11. It also increases funding to private and charter schools. So does provide state funding for one school resource officer for all public and private schools. So that is in the House right now. Committee, keep an eye on that going forward. The Senate passed Senate Bill 11, which is similar to another bill, House Bill 12 on the House side. It renames the Ohio Department of Education to the Ohio Department of Education and Workforce and creates a Director of Education and Workforce and other Senate-confirmed positions within that department. So it kind of just structures the department as a whole. Senate Bill 458 was signed by the governor. It eliminates the auction, except in instances when the August special election is needed to nominate or elect candidates for the United States Representative or a school district is under a fiscal emergency. And just another kind of smaller bill, Senate Bill 49, would require boards of education to adopt a policy accommodating up to 3 days of religious observance for students. So then they removed staff and teachers from the original language in the amendment. So like I said, a lot of bills kind of working on the kind of early stages, you know, sponsor testimony and then early proponent testimony, but just wanted to update there, and I'll give you guys some information to supplement each of this. Any questions? Thank you. All right. Next item, Linda Fenn, policy evaluations.
I'd like to apologize to the board for not getting evaluation information distributed, but ever since last board meeting, I've been sick, and for 2 weeks I could barely see. So being able to read without having my eyes gunked up was nice. So I will get that information. I have reached out to OSBA. I do have their suggestions for evaluations for the board, for the superintendent, for the treasurer. I spoke with Terry Morgan, who's a senior consultant for OSBA and works with policy. And I explained to her what we felt the process, you know, would be. She said and then send it to her, and she would help us indicate what was best practice. So I'm writing that up and getting it out to people for their input and then going to Mrs. Morgan with that. So by next board meeting, we should have everything ready to roll and can move forward with that. So I do apologize for not being able to see for a couple weeks.
No need to apologize.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other items of discussion? Hearing none, we will now move into new business. Is new business?
Yes, I would like to make a motion. I would like to recommend that the board approve the MOU for the unpaid leave as requested by Mrs. Denise V. I'm not saying her name because I always mess it up.
Basala.
Thank you. I couldn't pronounce her children's when her children, I had her children either. I would like the board to approve that.
Time frame on that, Todd.
On the MOU of the date on the MOU.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We have a motion by Fenn. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by DeAngelis. Are there any questions, comments, discussion? Hearing none.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hirschberger?
Yep.
Mr. Golub?
Yes. Motion carries. Up next, we will move into executive session under item D. Is there a motion?
So.
Motion by Fenn. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by DeAngelis. Are there any questions, comments, discussion? Hearing none.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hirsch?
Yep.
Mr. Golub?
Motion carries. I have time at 6:51, and we do not anticipate taking any votes after executive.
Thank you.
Thank